Yeah, I'm sure Dylan is a little bit upset about what we got to talk about right here.
Yeah, man. He'd already crowned this guy.
I know. You know what I mean? I know.
Just going out of his way. I mean, Anthony Edwards might as well have been Trae Young for Dylan.
I ain't go that far. I just wanted to see the Georgia boy win, man. From one Georgia boy,
crazy,
one ATLian to another. I just wanted to see him thrive, man. And he did not do that.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. It is 6:42 on Sports Radio 92.9. It's the Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and of course Dylan, who is crying some tears right now. NBA playoffs last night in the Western Conference. Oklahoma City Thunder. They have punched their ticket to the NBA Finals. They did beat Minnesota 124-94. SGA led the way with 34 points. And Anthony Edwards, our beloved Ant-Man, talked about the Wolves' loss afterwards.
They came ready to play. We didn't. When you lose a game like this, it's not really too much to break down. They just did what they were supposed to do and won the game. They dominated the game from the tip. Can't do nothing but tip my hat to those guys. They came ready, man. So good job by them.
Did it sound like, because this is frustrating, and Mike, you've played for the Falcons before, so when your team just doesn't show up, how deflating is that?
And I think the more deflating thing is not that your team didn't show up, it's just you were just completely overmatched for the whole series. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's like, oh, it's an emotional, we didn't really do what we thought we would do. We didn't, we hurt ourselves. Like, nah, dog. Like, that voice you just heard right there was somebody that was like, I don't have any answers. They're just way better than we are at this point. Sometimes that just happens in sports.
So would you compare this to, like, the 2011 playoff game in New York?
Yeah.
Like 26-2 or whatever?
But yeah. I mean, there's definitely always things in football where you're like, oh, we didn't execute. That game against New York, like, our only points were a safety.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not good, dude. And that team goes on to win the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they did.
That's exactly what it was.
And I wasn't trying to rub salt in a wound because I felt I was working with the Falcons. I mean, I was a fan no matter what, but I was doing the radio network then already. So I felt that one.
Sucked.
But when you asked Mike that question, Allie, the first thing that popped in mind was, 2011 wild card game in New York. That's the first thing that popped in my mind.
The first thing that popped into my mind was actually, was it the year before we played Aaron Rodgers here? And they went on to win. Like, Aaron Rodgers, that was the greatest game I ever witnessed from a quarterback.
2010. Divisional.
And, like, that's the first thing that pops into my mind.
Really?
Like, no matter what you did that year against Aaron Rodgers, I want to say his stats were like 31 of 35. Just something insane.
Well,
Anyways.
But you go back to that regular season, the 2010 regular season game between Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers that year. That it was at home.
Yeah, it was.
We beat them, and it was one of the. To your point, that was one of the best quarterback
duels
you'll ever see. The game was phenomenal, and then you were expecting the same thing. They come in here and beat us 48-21 in the divisional.
So to bring it home, you did not see one of the greatest quarterback duels last night between Anthony Edwards and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. What even freaking close.
Well, I think that game was at one point, Dylan, 41-15 or something. It was just not close at all.
Thunder's largest lead of the night last night was 39.
Wow.
And like I said during the headlines.
Like you said?
Like I said,
okay.
During the headlines this morning, I am very disappointed that a regular season MLS game was better than a potential closeout elimination game in the Western Conference Finals. Anthony Edwards said in the cut we played, the Thunder came ready to punch their ticket to the NBA Finals, and the Timberwolves did not come ready to try and keep their season alive. And so I'm just very disappointed in not necessarily their effort, but just how not ready they seemed. I mean, they didn't shoot well. I mean, it just was a bad performance. It was one of those performances where it was like, what were you guys doing before the game?
Well, and the next question is can anybody beat Oklahoma City? Because you watched this game last night. It's like, dude, nobody's beating them. And they've been doing freaking year.
You know what's not talked about is we made such a big to-do about the year Golden State won, 70? And obviously, the greatest NBA team of all time is the, 96
Bulls?
Was it 96 that year?
Yeah,
I can't remember if it was 96, 97, but when they went 72 or whatever.
You guys still know good and well he was born in 96.
this team won 68 blanking games this year.
I agree,
And there was a couple of 60 team win teams. The Cavs won like 64. You don't hear nothing. I mean, you haven't heard. Like, you just had.
We won 60 games that one year.
The latest out of the Cavs is they're willing to break them down.
But my, no, but I'm talking about this year alone. But you have not heard much at all about the fact that this Thunder team won 68 games.
That's why I'm rooting for them.
I mean, they it seems like, honestly, all season long, they have been the team of destiny. They were the best team in the NBA all season long, and it seems like this year is just their year.
Well, and we might find out who they're going to play in the NBA Finals tonight. Eastern Conference, Pacers play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 8 p.m. As it stands, Pacers lead the series 3-1.
Yeah, let's go Pacers. I can root for that, a little Pacers-Oklahoma City final. I'd plug in for that. I know that's probably not what the NBA wants, but I'm good. I think I'd plug in for that before I'd watch the Knicks play.
Well, I would watch the Knicks play the Thunder just to watch the Thunder just
that's a good
embarrass
point.
Them. And just to see the look on Spike Lee's face when they get drummed.
Yeah, I don't care who all's in attendance.
I kind of enjoy the NBA having two small market teams in the finals, personally.
I agree. That's exactly what I'm saying.
You might want
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, are you guys ready to get into competition mode at this point in time? You ready? Fired up?
Oh, wait.
Jumping jacks.
Really?
Yeah, it's competition day.
Oh, man, I didn't know. Hold on.
Get your mind right.
We are tied up 1-1 right now.
His ears are cold.
It is Throwback Thursday trivia. We are doing 2010s edition. Of course, your name is your buzzer.
Mike.
Exactly. Dylan's going to help me figure out who says their name first because you guys are very fast at this.
Now, what I just did was if you ever watch Drag Race and how they peel out and then they back up before the like, that's what I just did. Just getting my mind right.
Well, right now the record is 1-1, so we're going to see who pulls out ahead today. Are you both ready?
I think so.
Bo, I'm going to need confirmation, like Squid. On a flight.
Squid.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. In 2010, this breakout Jersey Shore star was arrested for being publicly intoxicated.
Mike.
Yes.
Is it Snooki?
It is.
Okay, I was going to say it's either.
I was going to say The Situation.
Yeah, The Situation or Snooki. I was like either one.
It was when she was running around going, "Where's the beach?
Where's the beach? Where's the beach? It's right there." Literally on the sand.
She's on the beach. In 2016, this club won the World Series for the first time.
Mike, Chicago Cubs.
Wow.
Correct.
How you like me now?
This club. Threw me off at the club. I don't know why. No team. Anyways.
In 2015, the NFL launched an investigation.
Mike.
Yes.
Deflategate.
That is it. There were still like two more lines of that question.
You know
okay.
What I mean?
In 2018, there was a viral auditory illusion. When you listen to this sound clip, people either heard Laurel or...
Oh, man, I remember. I can hear the sound in my head. I just don't know what the other one was.
Laurel or... People are screaming at you in the car.
Yeah, I remember this. I was actually over at Cox Media for this, and I did this with Brandon Adams.
Bo, you got this one?
No, I'm going to guess, though. Laurel or Yellow? I don't know.
Oh, I mean, you're kind of close. Yanni.
Ah!
Laurel or Yanni. It was the young kids that heard Yanni and older people
it's
heard
just
Laurel.
Just like the dress, the viral dress
exactly.
colors.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It was right around the same time, I feel like. Yes.
All right, nobody gets a point on that one. So the Rangers, Tigers, and Royals all went to the World Series in the 2010s, and they lost to which team?
Swift.
Both?
The Giants.
Yes. Okay, we're tied up 2-2 right now.
All happened every other year.
Yeah, every other year.
In 2010, NBC announced that this Tonight Show host would step down. Who was that one? Mike? Okay, Dylan's saying Mike.
Jay Leno.
No.
What?
It's Conan O'Brien.
It's Conan O'Brien. The full question was, in 2010, NBC announced this Tonight Show host would step down from his seat to make room for Jay Leno to return.
That's bad, because that was only after a couple months.
Yeah.
It's almost like we should allow her to finish the questions before we scream our names.
Like you've waited for her to get to the end of all of them, sure. Yeah.
The ones I didn't know, I did.
Right.
In the 2010s, Taylor Swift crossed over to pop music with her breakout song, Mike. That look
I did
on
not
Mike's
think
face.
The breakout song was coming. I didn't think the breakout song thing was. Dang it. Okay, I'm going to keep my mouth shut now. Go ahead, Bo.
I don't know any Taylor Swift songs.
You don't know any Taylor
oh,
Swift
wait, wait,
songs.
Wait.
No, you've already.
Is it Shake It Off?
Correct.
Let's go!
No, no. Oh, hold on. Hold on. No, no. No, no. I protest.
You already said you didn't know it.
Exactly.
But he had his chance. No, I protest because he miscorrectly answered it when he passed.
He just said, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah,
he said. That's all he said. He didn't forfeit.
But it was his turn.
He gave you the opportunity to steal.
No, that is, I protest.
Well, let's see how the rest of the questions go.
Overruled. That guy.
You don't know.
Overruled.
Mike Conti is a judge.
Don't be a trivia Karen.
Abe Gordon wouldn't stand for this, and neither will I.
You're a Crivia. All right, so it is tied up right now, 3-3. In 2013, who finally admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs?
Lance Armstrong.
That is correct.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
That would be the Tour de France that he was using.
Yeah. I watched Dodgeball.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 days ago, and he was like, yeah, man, I'm sure if I – when I got – you know, diagnosed with brain and testicular cancer.
Yeah.
I could have just quit.
All right, next question. The first YouTube video that reached 1 billion views in 2012, it featured a Korean artist named Psy.
Mike.
Yeah.
We played this yesterday.
That was going to be the hint. Yep. That is it. Guys, we're tied up again. It is 4-4. In August of 2012, who made history at the Olympics after completing the 100-meter dash in 9.63 seconds.
Is it Usain Bolt?
That is. All right, 5.
He was retired already by then.
In 2011, this blocky video game was released. And ever since, kids have been obsessed with it to the point that Jason Momoa just made a movie about it.
Mike.
Squid.
Mike.
Minecraft.
Correct. 6-4. Bo, you got to pick it up. In February 2012, who became a household name after leading the Knicks to 5 straight victories, leading to a craze known as, yeah? Should have waited for the full question.
He played here.
At what point do I get it?
He played here. Hold on.
No, he's out of time.
You know what? No, I could say pass, and then you could get it wrong, and I could come back like you did. Oh, what was his name? Ah, hell.
In 3?
Linsanity.
Jeremy
Lin. You said the...
Okay, there
you
we
said
go.
The craze,
the
known,
craze
as
known as Linsanity.
Jeremy Lin.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
All right, 7-4. In April 2018, what luxury music festival in the Bahamas turned out to be utter chaos when the crowd showed up to find
Mike.
Squid.
Squid.
Oh, come on. I said Mike first.
It's the Fire Fest.
It is Fire Festival. Yeah. All right, 7-5. You still have a chance, Bo. What was the viral challenge in 2014 that involved dumping coal?
Squid.
Okay, Dylan, you got to call this one.
Mike,
ice bucket challenge.
So what, y'all hang out at the game last night?
That is not the question. That is not the question. That is not the question.
Well, I would like the question to be finished in before I try to steal.
Sure, right. Yeah.
What was the viral challenge in 2014 that involved dumping cold water on yourself on social media?
It was the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, he can't say the same thing.
What cause was it for?
Oh, Allie, now that's... All right.
Wasn't it for like autism?
Well, you both got it wrong. It was the ALS ice bucket.
I knew
challenge.
That, but okay, you're right. I'll just give it
myself. Okay, last one. On July 8, 2010, during a nationally televised ESPN special dubbed "The Decision," who announced Mike?
LeBron James.
Correct. All right, 8-5, Mike, you win. Record stands.
2010s was
Mike
my thing.
Mike too. Yeah, it was.
You know what I mean? 2010s was my thing. Thanks for coming, Bo. Even though you tried to Karen your way out of that one. Thank you for playing.
I mean, I'm sorry. That was an illegal answer. You can't be the first person to get the choice and then pass on it and then try to steal. When you pass on it, that's an incorrect answer. We need a ruling on that.
You still won a few by
this
few
is
points.
How when we say common sense ain't common anymore, this is the reason why.
Because also, Squid Billy, unfortunately, later. Mike still won by like 3. So,
well, Dylan, maybe if you'd have like not just given him every close call when I had some of those.
He got to you before, man.
I'm sorry.
You guys
nice
hang
job,
out.
Allie.
Must have bought you a beer last night or something.
Nice job. Thank you for playing, Bo. Look, when we come back on the other side, we'll get into some of this conversation about the 2010s. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Why Jesse Bates is excited. about Jeff Ulbrich's defense. You don't want to miss this conversation. Coming up on the other side, it's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.